Interesting times, once again, that we live in. I think this is week five, if I'm not mistaken, that we are meeting together in our homes. Now, I was certain, I don't know about everybody else, but we have 3 inches of snow here, so I was certain that Mr. Deemer was going to cancel services, but apparently we're still on, so I guess I'll give the sermonette anyway. So, here we go. I want to talk to you about I want to open up by talking about my dining table, which it's this very table here that I'm sitting where I'm sitting. And we got this table, we acquired this table a few weeks ago because our other glass table, if anybody's ever been to our house, you'll remember, it was shattered into a million pieces, so we had to replace it. Once I got this table, I found a bit of a problem. So I'm going to do a little something unconventional. I'm going to show you on my phone here. I'm going to zoom in. I'm going to put it right in front of my camera. I hope the image comes across okay. So there's the table. I took these images at nighttime. Here we go. As you can see, the table, if you look right on the bottom, you'll see two layers of glass. Two layers of glass. And with that bottom layer, whoops, that bottom layer of glass is what extends out and becomes a leaf. And you pull it out, and it shifts upward, and then you put it in, and it makes a complete table leaf and extends the table. Now, I ran into a bit of a problem, and here's what it is. It's a little hard to tell in this image what's going on here, but I'll try to point it out. You can see right here, the green one, that's the top layer. It's not lining up with the bottom layer. And I was trying to figure out how to fix this. And so if you look here, you can see these are the hinges. I was looking at the hinges, and I was focused on the hinges. What's wrong with these hinges? But guess what, brethren? I was focused on the wrong thing, because the source of the problem wasn't the hinges. The source of the problem was actually 18 inches away. And the culprit was this little pin right here. And it's hard to see, but let me try to get to it there. You can see that it's a little extended up. So it was pushing the tabletop up. And so I almost made a critical mistake. After all of this, I did get the table fixed to line up because it was a simple thing. But brethren, I was about to make a critical mistake, and I was about to fix the wrong thing, which would have eventually made the table dysfunctional. It would have had not good results. So today, I want to talk about zooming out, because right before I was about to start working on those hinges, I kind of zoomed out a little bit, and my eye fell on that extended nut that was at the top, and I realized, oh no, simple problem, could have fixed it. But because I was zoomed in and focused on those hinges, I almost made a disastrous result. So I want to begin by talking about Peter, since we're in the at the end of the Passover season there. We talked about these scriptures quite a bit. I want to talk about Peter, who, because he was zoomed in on the problem at hand, he had good intentions, but it would have bad results. Let's go to John 18, John 18, verses 10 through 11. Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant's ear and cut off his right ear. Now the servant's name was Malchus. Jesus, therefore, said unto Peter, put up the sword into its sheath. The cup which the Father hath given me shall not drink it. Peter was focused on the wrong thing. In fact, all of the disciples, they weren't getting it yet. They didn't understand, even though Christ told them several times that he foretold that he was going to die, they still didn't get it. So Peter was focused at this time on saving the Messiah, not realizing the methodology and the process where the Messiah was saving him. He was focused on the wrong thing, Now, God's plan is going to go forward no matter what, but let's hypothetically say Peter succeeded. His good intention would have been a bad result because he was not zoomed out on the bigger picture. Now, let's look at bad intentions with bad results. Let's look at Ahab. Let's go to 1 Kings. We're going to go to 1 Kings. Also 18. We're going to go to 1 Kings 18. We're going to start in verse 17. Verse 17. 1 Kings 18, 17. It came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, "Is it thou who troubleth Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, that you have forsaken the commandments of God, and thou hast followed Balaam." What Ahab was doing here was intentionally trying to create the narrative that Elijah was the source problem of Israel. But Elijah threw it back at him and zoomed things back out to realize that the source problem was forsaking God's commandments and worshiping idols, worshiping Balaam. Brethren, whether it's good intentions or bad intentions, when we're zoomed in and not concentrating on the correct things, it makes for bad results. Focusing on the wrong thing is like saying you're myopic, and it shuts out everything out of your peripheral vision. So let's go to Proverbs 29:18. Proverbs 29:18. And Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now, a lot of your Bibles are going to say cast off restraint. The Strong's word is H6544. It's para. Primitive root to loosen. Okay, cast off restraint. By implication, to expose, diminish, figuratively, absolve, begin, avenge, avoid, bear, go back, let, naked, set at not, perish. Whether it's cast off restraint or perish, casting off restraint, the end result is to perish. The wages of sin is death. Brethren, we can't be myopic on the problem. We have to keep our vision zoomed out. And we can't do that on our own. We don't have it in us. So I'd like to preface my concluding statements. I want to read Jeremiah 10. 20 through 23. It's Jeremiah 10, 20 through 23. "My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth of me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent anymore, and to set up my curtains. For the pastors are become brutish, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the brood is come, and great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate and a den of dragons. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Brethren, right now, the whole world is zoomed in on coronavirus. And the whole world is united in one thing. It is gripped with the spirit of fear. Brethren, our country is gripped with the spirit of fear. And brethren, no matter what, no matter who your shepherd is, we're sheep. And when sheep are fearful, lions, wolves, predators prevail. So that brings us to the question, brethren, who is your shepherd? Brethren, our shepherd is the one that keeps us zoomed out so that we can see the big picture. So is our shepherd the one that keeps us zoomed out? Or are we like the world, gripped in the spirit of fear, only able to see the problem at hand? Things are not going to go back to the way they were. This is going to bring about a new and changed society that will have the power to give ultimatums, to give us problems at hand that will conflict with obeying God. Will we be able to stay zoomed out? The answer to that question is we have to remain faithful, we have to pray, and we have to be obedient to our God. Will you be able to stay zoomed out?